So like he was aggressive. I'm like, hey man, I go there because they're pretty good. I'm glad you had a good time. You got the hydro shave where they spray the mist on your face while they're shaving you so you can open up your pores real good. Yeah, man. You know, we don't mess around here with those rinky dink joints. We go to the small business owners. That's what we do.
I go to Studio I-90 over on Armitage. A couple of Guatemalan ladies cut my hair.
Ooh,
yeah,
tell me more.
Well, that's it. You say you didn't care, even though I have the nicest haircut at the station.
Hey, I am
the best update anchor.
I have drank with ladies from Guate before.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is good times.
Great
right
folks.
There. Yeah. Oh, yeah. A little Orange Walk, a little Cayo District in Belize. Oh, yeah. You know, roads with no lights on them. You don't know where you're going?
Where the roads have no lights.
Yeah. The ladies from Guate. Yeah, they're good people out there in Guatemala. We should do a remote.
I'm down.
No, you're not.
You think this company has the money to send you guys to Guatemala? Yeah,
wife would be thrilled.
It'd be a one-way trip.
I'm ducking Guatemala. She thinks I don't want to go there. I do, but...
Is she Guatemala? Wait till
yeah, she is. Yeah.
Is she?
Yeah.
That's why Odie and I get along more than you and I get along.
Because you have a history with Guatemalan women.
Yes. Yeah, they're good people. Really good people.
I'm sure there's a couple bad apples.
I've not met a bad Guatemala in my life.
Okay.
Oh, those are the drug mules. Not yeah. That. I mean, there's a lot of those.
Sessions on the on those guys.
Bad hombres.
Yeah, bad hombres. From Mexico to Guatemala, Honduras, you know, Belize, the whole drug chain right there. And drug machine.
Drug machine.
I'm sorry. All right, we're going to talk to Hub in a matter of moments. Kevin Zpac is going to tell you some things he told you 30 minutes ago, just with different words. You listen to the Bernstein and Golf Show.
Not that different.
670 The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zpac. The Wolves host division rival Milwaukee this Saturday night at 7 at Allstate Arena. And Saturday night is Superhero Night at the Wolves game, presented by Marvel Universe Live. Tickets start at only $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Starting with hockey, the NHL season's still pretty early, but two of the West's top teams squaring off tonight in Las Vegas. The Golden Knights hosting the Blackhawks for the first time ever this evening, both teams on 12 points so far this year. Game one of the World Series tonight in L.A., Dodgers hosting the Astros. Kershaw and Keuchel, the starting pitchers. A couple of roster changes for the Dodgers. Corey Seager and Brandon McCarthy are in. Curtis Granderson and Kyle Farmer are out. And Adrian Gonzalez apparently out as well. He is out in Europe right now on vacation with his family. Finally, in basketball, Bulls back on the court tonight looking for their first win of the year. They're in Cleveland taking on LeBron and the Cavs. Point guard Derrick Rose out of this one with an ankle injury. Make Burlington Stores your coat headquarters for the whole family and save up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Burlington's packed with anoraks, faux leather, quilted, bombers, puffers, plus boots, scarves, hats, and gloves. Burlington, style for everyone. And if you're searching for a solution to cracks in your foundation walls, visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. I'm Kevin Zpac, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Townstone Financial.
Hi, Hub.
Hello.
Hub Arkish.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
670 The Score's NFL insider.
I am tired of watching this crap. That was awful today.
Executive editor of Pro Football Weekly.
NFL expert Hub Arkish.
Analyst for Shaw Media, the Chicago Sun-Times, and the Daily Herald.
If Jordan Howard doesn't get the ball 14 or 15 times in the first half, I'm going to break at least two TV sets here at The Score.
Hub Arkish.
Hub Arkish, that's getting better than this.
With Bernstein and Golf on 670 The Score.
It's time for us to talk to Hub Arkish right here on the Bernstein and Golf Show. You can check out our live video stream at watch670thescore.com, brought to you by American Needle. Be sure to check them out at AmericanNeedle.com.
Hub Arkish is The Score's senior football expert and editor of Pro Football Weekly, director of football content for Shaw Media. He is on Twitter at Hub_Arkish. He's on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. Well, here the Bears are, Hub, 3-4 with an odd if interesting win, and now dreaming grand dreams ahead of a trip to New Orleans.
Yeah, I'm with you on everything but the grand dreams. I'm not sure where we're going there. I think they're actually pretty much exactly where a lot of people should have expected him to be. We talked about this scenario from the beginning of the season. You had that killer start with those first four games. They found a way to win one. It wasn't the one we expected them to, but they found a way to win one. And in the process, this defense has started to come together, and they're doing exactly the things that you know they hoped to be able to do when they went to Bourbonnais. And you're starting to see it now. Tremendous pressure up front the last couple of weeks. Much better play at linebacker. And, you know, I thought that formula would lead to better play in the secondary. It never occurred to me how much better the secondary could be. Yeah. And I just can't get my arms around Kyle Fuller, guys. This is a different person. This is like it's almost like one of those movies where they, you know, they put a different guy in that body, and you say, well, where'd he come from? He may be the best cornerback in the NFL right now. He's playing that well, and it's really fun to watch.
Yeah, and Prince Mukamura has actually played well since he's come back from injury, too. The secondary is rounding into shape, and, of course, Akeem Hicks, I mean, he is destructive. And, of course, you can pick out a couple of plays a game where a defensive lineman doesn't run the way you want to, but Ryan Pace deserves credit for as much as we're going to give him grief about that draft a couple of years ago where Jamie Langford and Kevin White have looked like busts. Man, he's made some little fine-tooth comb picks where you're like, man, that's a decent football player that he signed.
You know, I've said all along, Jason, I like more of his young veteran free agent moves than the ones that I don't like. And you know, not only Akeem Hicks, and I didn't know. I don't know who did know. You know, he's a guy who had moved on from New Orleans. New England had him for 8-9 weeks and didn't want him back. I'm stunned that Belichick had this guy and didn't want him back. And we saw signs of it last year. And the difference is that he was taking the occasional playoff last year. He's not anymore. He has become the dominant force on that team. And the other thing that's kind of fun about this is, and I'm not, you know, when I say something like what I'm about to say, I'm not belittling or criticizing fans. I'm just saying sometimes you don't look for it and you need to really understand how good these guys are. Nose tackle play is a very difficult thing to appreciate because these guys are asked to be space eaters. They're asked to eat blocks. They're asked to get down in the dirt and dig themselves in. They're not going to show up on the stat sheet. And so you got to watch the film and see what they're really doing. Eddie Goldman is playing at a really high level, you know, and so when you've got two of the better players at their position in a three-man front on a 3-4 defense, good things are going to happen. Danny Trevathan is now starting to look like the player that they expected him to be, and these are all the, you know, a draft pick, a couple of free agent moves that we didn't see coming. Amukamara, you know, interesting signing. Even Kyle Fuller, now granted, he's a Phil Emery holdover. Who'd have thought that? But I didn't expect him to be back this year. Nobody did. And obviously, Ryan Pace saw something because here he is. I don't know if he gets this chance if you don't have, I guess it was Cooper who got banged up first in camp, and then Amukamara. Maybe I had that out of order. But once he got his chances in the lineup, he's just not letting them go. And my hat's off to Ryan. It would have been easier than anything in the world just to let him move on last year. But they brought him back for that last year of the contract. I'm sure what they're regretting now is that they didn't exercise the option for the fifth year. I would do something about this now. They've still got some cap space, and I think it's a big mistake to let him get to the end of the season without trying to extend him.
So you think he's a player that will play like this instead of the first 3 years or 4 years of his career?
I don't know why he would stop. I mean, you know, he's always had.
He doesn't strike you as a payday guy, does he?
No, I mean, what's stunning to me is the way his attitude has changed. I mean, he is the quietest, most laid-back kid in that locker room. And when he jumped up in Cam Newton's face on Sunday, I was thinking, who is that guy? What's he doing? Where'd that come from? You know, he sees how it's working for him. I don't see I guess maybe what I need to add is he's a really quality young man. And so, you know, if this does net him the big contract, he's the kind of guy who's going to want to earn that money. He's not just going to go home and collect it.
You sound like you have the same respiratory virus I've got, Hub.
Yeah, mine's a little different, but all is good. So, okay. You know, it's all fine.
Good. The Bears are looking at the performance, or we're looking at the performance of Carson Wentz last night, and looking at it in the context of the development of Mitch Trubisky. We talked with Matt Miller earlier, and from his scout's perspective, he said there's a similar skill set there. And it's fair to look at, while Wentz is a little bit bigger, it's fair to look at these guys similarly and what Wentz was asked to do last year and how he was allowed to make mistakes. Now, we know that the Bears' way of winning last week is not a sustainable business model. You can't do that. You can't keep doing that. So at some point, Mitch Trubisky is going to have to throw more for them to win. But it was nice to see. When you see somebody with a similar skill set, his eyes staying down the field and making plays, I guess that's where you want Trubisky to get sooner rather than later. And I think there are those of us that want to see the handcuffs come off.
Yeah, you know, I would be careful with that, though. I am intrigued by Mitch Trubisky. I like almost everything I've seen. I think he has a chance to be a really good quarterback, but the differences between him and Wentz are more than just size. You know, Wentz is a different kind of prospect. I think with Trubisky, the issue is when you take the handcuffs off, you're forcing him into a bad situation because of the lack of talent at the receiver position. And you know, I think the Bears have kind of acknowledged that. They don't want to make a big deal out of it. They don't want anybody to focus on it. But realistically, guys, I think you're asking for bad things to happen if you take the handcuffs off. Now, obviously, you want him to throw more than 7 times. That's not going to work. You want him to throw more than 16 times. You know, you want to get back closer to a 50-50 balance in the run game. But the fact that, you know, he has won these last 2 games with this restricted game plan, the fact that the defense continues to get better, I think you got to ride with what you're doing right now. Now, you can't count on the defense to keep scoring for you every week. So at some point, probably this Sunday, I don't want to be Mr. Negative, but this is a tough spot. You know, you're going to lose more games. You're not a playoff contender yet. But I don't see the advantage to taking the handcuffs off Trubisky and setting him up to fail. Whereas right now you've got good things happening, and I'm not sure what you accomplish by asking to do some things he doesn't have the weapons to do.
We've talked glowingly about this team and the high points so far through the first 7 games. What are some things that bother you on this team right now?
The offensive line is not improving. You know, I thought it was going to be a really good group. I worried about left tackle. I was right about that, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Charles Leno is not having a good year, and I didn't understand that contract extension. I don't think Bobby Massey is that bad. I think you can win with him. I think you're in pretty good shape there. But then last week, you know, I don't know, give the Panthers some credit, but Josh Sitton's having a Pro Bowl type season, and yet there were 2 times in the second half where he got blown up by young Brian Cox. Kyle Long is clearly struggling to play on one leg, and Cody Whitehair has calmed things down a little bit the last couple weeks, but he's not playing at the level he did last year, and so I'd really like to see the offensive line have a couple more big games, and maybe that means doing what you did a couple weeks ago and giving Jordan Howard the ball again 36 times. But they didn't have a good game against Carolina on Sunday. You know, I think that probably that and the lack of receivers are the two major concerns, because other than that, you seem to be pointing in the right direction with most of your other units.
So let's talk about the receivers. Do you, at any point, if you win against New Orleans and you win against Green Bay and you want to further the development and actually see what reads a guy can make and then throw to a guy who's capable of catching a ball, do you go out and get yourself a professional receiver who might be on the couch right now? I've been joking about Stevie Johnson because he's the guy that's always available when I play Madden football, but we know this isn't a video game. But do you at some point owe it to your quarterback to get him a professional receiver? Because you can't go through games where wide receivers are getting 1 and 2 targets combined.
Well, you know, Jason, you do, but I'm not sure that a guy who's on the street or on the couch right now is going to be that much better than what you got. You know, I mean, there's a reason they're there.
Deontay Thompson just got a $104 for the Bills.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
He's got that kind of speed, and he'll make some big plays.
Yeah,
but it's not like we didn't get a good look at him.
Right. Right.
I think what you're really talking about is the trade deadline's October 31st. You know, and so you've got you got a week. Do you want to give up a valuable asset? Now, when Mike Tomlin said today that Martavis Bryant is absolutely not for sale, that meant that he's for sale for the right price.
Yes, you know? Of course it did.
Yeah, but this is a kid with
issues.
A huge talent, but boy, you're taking a risk. I mean, you know, one more failed test and he's gone for a year or more, and so you can't really do that. So you look elsewhere. What are some other teams that might have some available receivers? I think you might upgrade yourself that way. You know, Bill Belichick is always looking to do it. I mean, he's going to make a trade, whether it's for the pass rusher in New Orleans or something like that. I could see the Bears considering that, but I certainly wouldn't give up a 1 or a 2. You know, I mean, if you can find a mid-level guy who at least is an upgrade, if not a potential star, you want to give away a 3rd or a 4th round pick, I would take that chance now, yeah, because then you don't necessarily write off the second half of Trubisky's first season. but short of getting them some better targets. Yeah, and again, yeah, you're going to have to open it up a little bit. The thing that disappointed me so much Sunday is they had set up the play action so brilliantly with the day that Howard had the week before in Baltimore, and then they didn't really do it. I mean, you know,
it didn't move the pocket either.
No, well, the Tariq Cohen was a play action, and Trubisky did underthrow him, by the way. I know everybody saw that, but they still made a big play out of it. That's what matters. And why they weren't willing to do that more. Now, granted, Carolina was stuffing the run pretty well, but that's because they were so focused on it. And if they had tried the play action more in the first half, you know, it might have done better. I can't, you know, hide from it. I'm not impressed with Dowell Loggins at this point. He doesn't seem to be getting it, you know. And I give him the benefit of the doubt like everybody else because of the lack of receiver talent. But that may be an issue that we're gonna have to talk about, you know, as the season goes on as well.
More Bears and NFL stuff coming your way with Hub Arkish. This segment brought to you by Amazon. Your chance to start earning money begins now. Apply to be a part-time associate in Crest Hill at Amazon.com/JolietJobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. Football talk keeps on going. Don't go anywhere. You got the score.
Keep listening to find out how you can win tickets to the special Terry Bores book release live broadcast with the Bernstein and Golf Show and Terry Bores himself.
Sville Band.
Where you'll be able to buy his new book, The Score of a Lifetime. 25 years talking Chicago sports and get it signed by Terry.
Bird Brain.
It's Wednesday, November 15th from 1 to 6 live on 670 The Score. And don't forget, starting November 16th, it'll be available wherever books are sold and online at TriumphBooks.com/Terry Bores.
I'm mad at all of you!
This is Brandon Tierney, and this is the CBS Sports Better brought to you by ZipRecruiter, the hiring site that finds you qualified candidates fast. If last night wasn't yet another illumination of just how inexact the entire scouting process is, quite frankly, I'm not really sure what you're looking at, or more specifically, what you're looking for. Think about the way fans were lining up late this summer, willing to flush an entire NFL season down the drain for the right to draft either Sam Darnold or Josh Allen. Now look at Carson Wentz, a player most people never watched live, with only their real access coming from a snippet of YouTube highlights, and look at him now. After an impressive rookie season, rather than jump a peg, he's taken a trampoline all the way to the top of the MVP race. Yeah, there's some stellar quarterbacks out there, no question, but there's nothing quite like what's happening now in Philly. If AI was the answer back in the day for the hoops team, there's no doubt that Carson Wentz, he is the absolute answer for the football team. He's special. I'm BT.
Dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Hey, football fans, Jeff Joniak here. When savings are on the line for your home team, here's a tip you can really rally behind. Smart thermostats make saving energy easy and puts you in control by allowing you to adjust the temperature remotely. To make it even easier, ComEd is offering up to a $100 rebate on select smart thermostats. Learn more about the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program and instant rebates at ComEd.com/marketplace. ComEd, powering lives. The ComEd Energy Efficiency Program is funded in compliance with state law.
Morning, Jim. Want to try a new mocha latte chino?
Just a coffee. Why's everything got to be so complicated? Like those new smart meters.
That's not complicated. ComEd smart meters give you access to more online tools and programs. They put you in control of your energy use, so you can save a little or a lot, Tay.
Ah, I get it. Make that coffee a large. No latte.
That's smarter power made simple. Learn more at ComEd.com/smart meter. ComEd, powering lives.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call David Hochberg and the mortgage experts on Team Hochberg. According to creditcard.com, American consumer debt has eclipsed $1 trillion. With the Fed's interest rate increases, American consumers are paying more every month in minimum credit card bills while damaging their credit scores. Home values continue to increase, and there's an outstanding chance you can refinance and eliminate your debt with Team Hochberg's debt elimination program. David and the Team Hochberg mortgage experts will perform a free evaluation of your debt and mortgage to determine if they can eliminate your debt with a cash-out refinance. To participate in Team Hochberg's debt elimination program, call David now at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. The Team Hochberg debt elimination program has saved listeners tens of thousands of dollars. David and Team Hochberg have helped thousands of score listeners, but you can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License C4358, NMLS 1.
Okay, children, we're done with the alphabet. Next subject, financial well-being. How to manage your money. Turn to page 5 of your textbook.
When it comes to money, you can never start learning too early. That's why starting today, State Farm wants to give you the tools and support you need to take control of your finances.
Tonight, read the chapters on credit cards and balance transfers. Pop quiz tomorrow.
Find out more at letstarttoday.com. State Farm, here to help life go right.
Looking for a new Kia? Grossinger Kia in Lincolnwood has hundreds in stock, including the one you're looking for. But only at Grossinger is a new 2017 Kia Forte, J.D. Power's winner for highest-ranked compact car in initial quality, for just $99 a month. That's right, $99 a month. And Grossinger Kia in Lincolnwood has model year-end savings of 25 to 30% off MSRP on every new 2017 Kia in stock, including a new 2017 Kia Optima, now 30% off MSRP at just $17,400. And every new Kia we sell is backed by the Grossinger Advantage, including free home delivery, car washes, and courtesy transportation. When you want the best price from a name you know and trust, you go to Grossinger since 1928 at Grossinger Kia in Lincolnwood, just north of Chicago, and grossingerkia.com. Stock number A70857 and M70605, plus tax, title, license, and 17215 doc fee. You must qualify, 36-month lease, zero security deposit, $29.99 down, 10K miles per year, Kia Motors Finance. Savings off original MSRP of $17,010. Offer expires at month end. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Expires at month end.
I'm Joe Flacco from the Baltimore Ravens, asking you to join me, the NFL, and the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration in the fight against our nation's drug epidemic during DEA's National Prescription Drug Takeback Day. Making a difference is as easy as cleaning out your medicine cabinet. This Saturday, drop off unused, unwanted, or expired medications at a collection site near you. Let's keep prescription drugs out of the wrong hands. It's a team effort, and we need your help. That's this Saturday from 10 to 2.
Find a collection site at deatakeback.com.
Picture this. It's Monday afternoon and you're at Domino's buying a large three-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employee $7.99 plus tax, of course. Now, picture this. It's Friday and you're at Domino's buying a large three-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employee more than you paid Monday. You feel bamboozled. But then you hear this.
Domino's extended its $7.99 large three-topping carryout deal to all day, every day.
And so you danced and ate Domino's. Carryout only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
You've got duct tape. You've got handcuffs. You've got chicken wire. You've got everything around the young man's hands that everybody wants to
see
play football.
That's the issue. He's not even a game manager.
They're not giving him the game.
Yeah, this isn't. He's like a game clerk.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Tonight, join Lawrence Holmes for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show from 6 to 10 p.m. at Jesse Oaks, located at 18490 West Old Gages Lake Road in Gages Lake. Enjoy the broadcast, enter to win Bears tickets, and watch a live interview with former Chicago Bear Lance Briggs from 7 to 8:30. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Hub Arkish, that didn't get any better than this.
We're talking football with Hub Arkish here on the Bernstein Golf Show and Sports Radio 670 The Score. And Hub, we saw in the offseason a couple of old school, old guard, old salt coaches head out in the Rams' Jeff Fisher and in the Bills' Rex Ryan, and each was replaced by a relatively unknown Sean McSomething. We had Sean McVay with the Rams, Sean McDermott with the Bills, and I'll be damned if both of those coaches and both of those teams don't look pretty good, at least in the early going. What's going on?
Well, it is interesting. There's no question about that. I think with the Rams, there was always a bunch of talent there. Most of it was on defense. It's the offense that's been carrying them. Defense getting a lot better in recent weeks. And let's not ignore that even though you've got this kid, Sean McVay, he's also got the 70-year-old Wade Phillips, who is one of the few coaches in the league that's in the same league with Vic Fangio. So together, they're doing a really nice job. But give McVay credit. I mean, obviously the kid knows offense. He developed Kirk Cousins in Washington. And Jared Goff is not the story of this team, but Jared Goff is much better than what you saw in his unveiling last year, that 7-game test he got at the end of the season. And I think this is something that Bears fans need to really feel good about, is that, you know, they had the handcuffs on Goff last year. He didn't look very good. He wasn't cuffed the way Trubisky is right now. But given a full offseason and a coach who understands it better, he definitely looks like an NFL starting quarterback now. Buffalo, to me, is the more curious deal. Sean McDermott's a really good coach. We know that under the Ron Rivera tree, the two of them off the Jimmy Johnson and Andy Reid tree up in Philadelphia.
Leslie Frazier's got that defense playing crazy right now.
Well, yeah, Les is a really good coach. But beyond that, Jason, everybody thought these guys were tanking. You know, they were emptying the roster. They were trading for draft choices. And sometimes it's just about you get a fresh start. You get a new eye on what can we do and what can't we do, and you really concentrate on what you can do. And I think that's about what's happening in Buffalo. Now, they've got some problems coming. They lost two starting defensive backs on Sunday. They haven't played a killer schedule. You know, we're at that sorting out point now where they went into Atlanta and beat them, and everybody said, whoa, they beat the Falcons. The Falcons should be 1-5 right now. They're not a very good football team. So this is where we're trying to figure out what a lot of this means. But McDermott and McVay, you know, looking really good so far. The other word of caution I would add, though, is that last year's version of those guys was Ben McAdoo, and he may not survive this year. So, you know, that's why we kind of got to wait a little bit, and then we'll find out how real these two teams are.
CBS Sports' Instagram page today put out there after Carson Wentz's performance last night. 17 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, 1,852 yards, drafted second overall by Eagles in 2016 after Browns traded out of the pick. And then they also put side-by-side with that with Deshaun Watson, who's got 15 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, drafted 12th overall by Texans after Browns passed with the first pick and everybody else after that as well. And then they put Deshaun Kaiser's picture in there as well. It isn't fair to the young man, but what's going on with Cleveland right now? Because when the baseball guys came in, people thought, oh, they're going to be looking at football in a whole new light. And it just seems like decisions have been made over the last couple of years that are still head-scratching, and that franchise isn't turning around. Is it ownership? Is it the front office? Is it just a Cleveland thing? What's happening over there?
Well, it's not a Cleveland thing. I mean, they happen to be in Cleveland, but it's absolutely ownership and all the mistakes that they've made and everything that filters down from it. I mean, I don't want to stick knives in our buddy Todd's heart, but this is...
Yeah, you do.
it's a clown show. You know, I mean, Paul DePodesta is a baseball money ball guy. What made anybody think that was going to translate to evaluating NFL talent? And then you bring in Sashi Brown, who's a salary cap guy. He's got no scouting or evaluating experience whatsoever. And nobody even understands the relationship between those two. But those two are the ones that are making the decision. In some cases, they're letting their coach, Hugh Jackson, get involved in the talent evaluations. In other cases, they're overruling him. And Hugh Jackson is a guy who came with as many doubters as he did, you know, people singing his praise. So it's a mess at the top. There's no excuse for being 1-21, which is what Hugh Jackson is right now. I mean, guys, any one of us could take that talent and win 3 or 4 games. You know, you play some basic football. It's really kind of embarrassing, and it's unfortunate. And you know, we don't talk about it because nobody cares about Jimmy Haslam. He's a billionaire, you know, regardless of what happens with his football team. But he should be ashamed of himself, and the NFL owners should be looking at themselves for allowing this guy in. You know, shortly after they approved him as an owner, we found out he was going to be under indictment, and it's a complete mess there, and I just feel horrible for Browns fans because they're some of the best in the country.
And then injury to insult, Joe Thomas, who has been such a rock. I mean, look what's happening. Two of the best tackles in the game. You know, Jason Peters tears two knee ligaments, and then it's a torn triceps for Joe Thomas, one of the great Ironmen, he's 32, and he raised the possibility that he could be done playing depending how he recovers from this after surgery.
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy who will probably come back and still have all pro ability as a left tackle, but my take on this, and I've only interviewed him a couple times, he's a really solid guy. I think he's already setting them up for, you know, let me move on or I'm retiring. You know, I don't think he's going to leave many choice. And again, we'll find out if there's any class in that organization whatsoever, because if they, you know, call his bluff and force him into retirement, that would be a shame. He's one of the greatest offensive linemen in the history of the game. But this is a guy who could have tried to force his way out any of the last couple of years, and he stayed true to the team. And that record of, I forget, 1,086 consecutive snaps, it's something.
10,000.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's crazy.
It's unheard of. It's absolutely unheard of. And
that offensive line at that, like, a football is a crazy sport, but in the trenches to play every single snap of your NFL career.
Yeah, and if you saw the play that it happened on, it appeared kind of benign, but I guess that's the way that a triceps or a biceps mm-hmm. goes. And it's just a really sad story. This guy absolutely, now he's a very wealthy man, we know that, but still he deserves better than what he's gotten for what he's given to that organization.
Speaking of retirement, Reggie Bush says if he doesn't find an NFL team that he might hang him up. What will be the story of Reggie Bush's career? Because those years at USC were absolutely electric, and then, you know, you get the Impala snafu, and then people want to take his Heisman away from him and all the sanctions that happened at USC. And then he gets thrown in New Orleans, and he's a guy who can catch the ball out of the backfield, but his career never really popped off the way that his talents thought it would. I wanted to see him do well because he was electric, but it didn't really happen the way that I would hope. What would you say about Reggie Bush's career if this is it for him?
You know, he was a dangerous football player. He was a good football player at times, but he was a guy at the end of the day. You know, there's been a lot of Reggie Bushes in the NFL. He did have, you know, one or two years where he was a strong producer. You know, I don't think he was ever a Pro Bowler, but he had a couple of years where he mm-hmm. put up some decent numbers. And he's a guy who obviously never played up to his ability, and you don't know if any of that was attitude or character. I mean, I never heard that he was a bad guy.
The Kardashian curse.
He wasn't a convict or anything like that, but he did. He broke some rules, you know, and he ended up paying for it. And I mean, this is why I will never be able to stand Pete Carroll no matter what he does, you know, because Carroll was behind it all, knew what was going on, and then he just left the university to suffer, and he went to Seattle and got rich there. But you know, in Bush's case, I think he was a kid, you know, who got taken advantage of, and then when he got to the league, he you know, maybe he didn't end up in the perfect situation to take advantage of his skills, but for whatever reason, he never played up to the natural ability that he clearly had.
Hub, thank you. We will look forward to having you take some calls tomorrow with your people.
All right, guys. Have a great night.
Scoreboard update.
What do you mean, your people?
Hello, Kevin.
From the Chicago Wolves Update studio.
Oh, Z-Pack.
Nobody benefits.
Oh, got him. From the Chicago Wolves Update studio, the Wolves host division rival Milwaukee this Saturday night at 7 at Allstate Arena, and Saturday night is Superhero Night at the game, presented by Marvel Universe Live. Tickets start at only $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The Bulls are in search of their first victory of the season tonight, but not an easy task. They're visiting LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Cavs guard Derrick Rose out with an ankle injury tonight. Bulls guard Chris Dunn out as well, but he could return as soon as Thursday. Game one of the World Series in Los Angeles in about 90 minutes. Dodgers hosting the Astros. Two great lefties in this pitching matchup as Clayton Kershaw opposes Dallas Keuchel. Corey Seager and Brandon McCarthy on the roster for this series for the Dodgers. Curtis Granderson and pitcher Kyle Farmer left out. The Bears are off today. They'll be back at practice tomorrow, continuing preparations for the Saints on Sunday in New Orleans. And in hockey, two of the West's top teams so far this year square off as the Blackhawks visit the Golden Knights. Breaking news on the score brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Metra. Avoiding traffic feels awesome, astounding, amazing. And when you ride Metra, you can avoid traffic every single day. Learn about Metra's relaxing rides, convenient schedules, and 96% on-time performance now at metrorail.com.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Ooh, it's on.
Ooh,
it's
on.
On.
It's on.
No, 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 no.
It's on, okay? It's on.
There's so many things that are on tonight. As you just heard from Kevin Zipak, the World Series, game one of the World Series will happen this evening. I will be recording it because I will be watching other things. I'm going to play some pickup basketball, so I'll probably get home around 8:30 or so. I'll jump in to the Bulls-Cavs because I enjoy basketball. I probably won't get a whole lot of hockey in me tonight. And also, Chris Paul's Chapter 3. The ESPN's chronicling his offseason and the decision-making that went into that, and there's some deep dives on him and his family and some things that have happened over the last couple of years or so. So I'll be checking all those things out tonight.
I think it works out nicely to start out with basketball, and you get that by itself for a little while, and then once the World Series comes on, you can always flip with baseball. You can always follow on Twitter to know when the high-leverage situations are coming up and what you have to see. So depending on how interesting the basketball is or isn't will determine where I am there. And then I definitely want to watch a little bit of Blackhawks tonight because the 9 o'clock start is tough. And having a cold has interrupted sleep. So however long I last, with depending on how close the World Series game is and if the Hawks game is interesting, we'll let it ride as long as we can.
Yeah, it's World Series for me as well. Mm-hmm. But also of note, college football playoff, the first top 25 from the committee comes out this evening at 6 o'clock. So that'll be at least, not necessarily watching it, I'll be in the commute home, but...
TCU gets squeezed out of that.
Yeah,
Georgia, Alabama, Penn State, and then who they throw in there? Wisconsin over TCU, probably.
Ooh. Yeah, that's gonna be probably.
Yeah, because the Big 12 kind of
right.
Down.
They're getting laughed at.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, Wisconsin on Wisconsin.
But they're not that good.
They don't play anyone.
I don't
in that
like
conference.
Watching Wisconsin play football. I haven't for a very long time. I know their running backs have been terrific.
You don't like the downhill running?
They put a bunch of offensive linemen into the NFL. TJ Watt was terrific for them for a couple of years, the last couple of years, but not a. I don't like watching them play
first
football.
Saturday in December in Indianapolis. I think that'll get straightened out.
Yeah, because that
Penn State
that
or
conference. I mean that
Ohio
division
State
is
or whoever it is
terrible. Yeah, they've got a cakewalk to the Big Ten championship game. All right, so thank you for reminding us about the CFP rankings coming out tonight, Tammy. What do you got?
Well, obviously, Eloy's boys are back in action tonight down the Dominican Republic.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
You're not going to watch them. How are you going to watch them?
I'll find some Reddit stream. Eloy Jimenez, by the way, player of the week down the Dominican Republic for the Gigantes del Cibao.
What are you, Herb? That was what?
An interesting matchup tonight.
He's not joking either, ladies and gentlemen.
Interesting matchup as they take on the Tigres del Licey. Reimer Liriano's on that team, so a little inter-Sox rivalry there for you if you're interested. 6:15 Central, so I'll have to skedaddle home.
He can't do it with a straight face anymore.
He can.
His acting
he's
ability
going to continue,
is just
though.
Right, sure he is.
Are you we got serious? World Series tonight and basketball.
Hey, Tanny. I knew he was gonna. I'm like, nah, he can't do Eloy's boys tonight. There's no baseball. You're gonna find
there's
a red
always
stream.
Baseball.
There is always.
I was
baseball.
Hoping that they were gonna be playing Vlad Jr.'s team to get the little Vlad Jr. action.
Vlad Jr. and Vlad's nephew apparently are like two real players. Vlad's nephew got into a home run hitting contest.
I saw that. Was it Midwest League?
Yeah. And he had only hit like 4, and he hit like 50
just
out of the park. Yeah,
exactly. Wailing at
he's
it.
He's like,
yeah.
Oh, this is what you want me to do now. The entire damn family is talented.
And just a heads up for the World Series. Yes, Yasiel Puig's hair is blue.
Nice.
He's
going to be an usher at Wrigley Field as soon as the game is over.
Where do you see? He has painted his hair Dodger blue. I don't mean just like in like a little shade like that Joe
vibrant,
Madden blue steel thing he had.
Vibrant
going.
Blue,
bright Dodger blue.
Good for him, man.
Like so he looks like Z-Pack.
No, a lot
no,
better.
He's better
actually.
Looking
yeah.
at Z-Pack.
He's finally got teammates that aren't treating him like a jerk. You know, even if he was being a jerk, you got to let the jerk kind of blossom. And, you know, dudes who are famously throwing his bags off of a bus here in Chicago.
The entire NLCS was just teammates calming him down. Yeah. Like every shot was someone wrapping their arms around him in the dugout. Like calm down. Just take it easy,
like
big fella.
Singing lullabies to him. You know, getting him his blankie.
Yeah, man. I don't like the way Puig is treated. That's my guy. Let him do his thing. Let him cook. I'm out here to watch Puig. Not out here to see you tame the Puig. Maybe you do that every morning.
It's on. We do it most days around 5:30 before we transition with Lawrence Holmes. So we're going to head out to Gages Lake.
He's going to be out there with Lance Briggs at some point tonight, too. So go hang out with Lawrence. We'll talk to him next right here on 670 The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hey, football fans, Jeff Joniak here. When savings are on the line for your home team, here's a tip you can really rally behind. Smart thermostats make saving energy easy and put you in control by allowing you to adjust the temperature remotely. To make it even easier, ComEd is offering up to a $100 rebate on select smart thermostats. Learn more about the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program and instant rebates at ComEd.com/marketplace. ComEd, powering lives. The ComEd Energy Efficiency Program is funded in compliance with state law.
Hi, it's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
It's fall, which means in honor of fall, Mattress Firm is going to allow you to fall asleep even easier. Thanks to Mattress Firm's fall asleep sale going on right now. One of the big features, when you gift yourself with a new iSeries mattress, you can get another mattress 50% off.
And you know what's great about Mattress Firm?
Yes.
It makes it easy to love your mattress.
They, I said I knew what was great.
Well,
and you told
I'm
me
telling
anyway.
The people. Oh. I'm not telling you. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking
I know
to you all day. They know that everyone's perfect night's sleep is unique and that one size does not fit all. That's why they promise that if you don't love your new mattress, you can exchange or return it for your money back within 120 days. But don't worry about that. It's not going to happen because as soon as you lay on your mattress in the store, you're going to fall asleep. And they're going to say, hey, get your ass up because we got to deliver this to your house. And then you're going to go home.
And this is only the demo model. We're going to give you your brand new model at your house.
You're going to go home and you're going to fall asleep on that one too. You don't have to worry about returning it. But if you want to, you can.
You might just look at it and fall asleep.
Oh, yeah.
You might not even have to lie down on it. But once it's in your house, you can just sort of see it and boom, you just fall asleep. That's how quickly you're going to fall asleep.
Yep.
There's over 15 queen mattresses on sale, all priced under $699.99. You can go with a classic, and this deal is a classic, a Hampton & Roads Pillow Top Queen mattress that starts at $199.99. You should come in today because you won't pay a cent of interest. You'll get 0% APR for 5 years, 60 entire months of sleeping interest free. So go to the Mattress Firm near you or the other Mattress Firm near you or the other Mattress Firm near you right now for the fall asleep sale at Mattress Firm. Save money.
Morning, Jim. Want to try a new mocha latte chino?
Just a coffee. Why's everything got to be so complicated? Like those new smart meters.
That's not complicated. ComEd smart meters give you access to more online tools and programs. They put you in control of your energy use, so you can save a little or a lot, Tay.
Ah, I get it. Make that coffee a large. No latte.
That's smarter power made simple. Learn more at ComEd.com/smart meter. ComEd, powering lives.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We talk a lot about different coaches and who's got to go and who should stay and all that stuff. Ed Donatell is the secondary coach and works great with Vic Fangio. That guy is doing a hell of a job. That secondary is young and getting more confident.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Equipment taxes and fees extra.
Hey, it's the model year-end savings event now at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. All remaining 2017 Chevys have been tagged with extra savings. Hundreds of new Chevys at their best prices of the year. 2017 Silverado is now available with $10,000 off MSRP or 25% off MSRP on select new Impalas, Sonics, and Sparks. And if that weren't enough for you, you can get 0% financing for, check this out, 72 months on a great selection of new Chevys. But you have to hurry. The remaining 2017 are going fast, so stop in today. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com. Tell them Jason Goff sent you. Offers includes rebates and incentives available to all. Find new roads.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That defense is playing its arse off. They don't stop, and they hit. You had a lot of guys doing some good stuff and a lot of big hits in that game.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Expires at month end.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
All right. We got a full
bro. Lawrence Holmes is on 18490 West Old Gages Lake Road in Gages Lake. He's at Jesse Oaks Food and Drink. He'll be joined a little bit later on by Lance Briggs for the Miller Lite Top Draft broadcast. And we say good evening to him. The transition is brought to you by Webb Chevy. For a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. And this segment has been brought to you by Taco Bell. Introducing Taco Bell's new crispy chicken quesadilla. Boldly seasoned crispy chicken inside a cheesy quesadilla. It's a deliciously unexpected pairing. Hello, Lawrence.
Hello, man. Basically, you hit Belvedere Road off of 94 and you hang a left. And you head here. I mean, for me, it's where Jesus left his sandals. But we actually have done the show out here before in Gages Lake, which was great. Sam Acho, it was the day his dad came and was on the show. Dr. Acho, who is awesome, and was talking about how he never wanted his kids to play football and that Sam's too smart to be playing football.
And then he had two kids who played football.
Correct. And I was like, you're absolutely right that Sam's too smart to play football, and hopefully he protects that brain and he ends up leaving the game maybe a little sooner than most would. What's going on with you two brand new quarterback people? Y'all are brand new.
I'm not brand new. Listen, I listened to your shorty yesterday with you pretty much. You subtweeting this entire show talking about how the developmental process is happening and the idiots who want him to throw the football should shut up. So I know who you're talking to. Damn it. He was talking about me. And that's fine because I want to see him throw the football a little bit. I'm not talking about 45 times a game.
I get where you're coming from, but to act as if there isn't development that's going on, to me, is crazy. Let me give you four examples. Mm-hmm. Four plays that Mitch Trubisky had on Sunday that he can learn from. Number one, the completed pass to Tariq Cohen, which he left short. He didn't lead Cohen on that play. Had he let him, it would have been a touchdown. That's film that he can review and go, I can make a better throw. I can step into that throw. I can put a little bit more air under it because Cohen had a couple of steps on the guy that was defending him. The mics were great this weekend for picking up stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When he's up there at the line of scrimmage and the play clock is running down and you hear him scream to Deion Sims, Deion, we gotta go, and puts him in motion, and then they snap the ball. That's another play where you're showing development, clock management by your quarterback. And then there were two plays that were terrible that Trubisky had.
See, but that's the thing, one Lawrence, of them, I think that's innate quarterback things where you're telling someone to hurry up, or you're thinking about putting, well, not thinking, but you could put a little bit more on a throw. I'm talking about the pre-snap looks in a passing play that you know has to be a passing play. I want him to see as much as that as possible so that we can get past some of the things that Kirk Cousins hasn't gotten the past 3 years now.
Stuff first, though. Let's get him through the basic stuff first. See, what's getting lost in all of the mania about Trubisky is that there's still baby steps to playing NFL quarterback that he hasn't mastered.
Understood.
Yet. And you guys want to keep dumping stuff on his plate. And
yeah,
let me get
I just
to the
want
final,
him to throw the ball more 12 times.
I just want more passes. I don't mind mistakes. I'm not trying to limit mistakes. I'm not.
All I'm saying is that you're not giving enough credit to the fact that there are things that can be learned even with that few dropbacks. And forget about the passes. Let's talk dropbacks because that plays a role in development too. There were two plays where the Bears were in field goal range and Trubisky took sacks on third downs, knocking them out of field goal range. Now, one of those was on a drive where the sequence of downs was awful. There was a hold, there was a delay of game, which might also be on the quarterback, and there was another penalty that they had, and then they have the sack to end that. So development can happen. I think you guys are talking about style.
I'm talking about the rate. Like, do you think that the rate of development can't be sped up in any way, shape, or form? Like we're not disagreeing that development is happening. It's just the rate.
I think that we are still forgetting that whenever you guys are acting like Trubisky is some sort of finished product, 13 games in college, there is still a lot of stuff with just the mechanics of playing the position that he still has to learn.
Yeah, that's my reasoning for wanting it to accelerate, though.
But why do you want him to accelerate to step 4 when he hasn't mastered step 1?
Because I don't necessarily believe it's linear as much as it is a critical mass. I think we could lay it out and say first it's this, and then it's this, and then it's this. He might learn lesson 26 before he learns lesson 3 just because of something he's seen. Either he's the dude or he's not the dude. And I don't think they need to teach remedial quarterbacking.
Dan, we don't have to find that out in the first 3 weeks. And there is some remedial quarterbacking that has to go on with a guy who hasn't played in a pro-style system.
Well, I said at the beginning of the show today that 4 games from now, if we're still seeing this, then you're telling me something about him as well. Like, if we're still seeing these kinds of, like you mentioned just now, remedial looks, or he's only throwing the ball 10 or 11 times, and the game not dictating that, where you got a 14 or 15-point, 16-point lead in the fourth quarter, and you can just grind a team away with Jordan Howard, then that's telling me something about him as well in terms of what he's picking up. Do you think it should be the same 4 games from now, though?
No, I don't. But I also think that some of the stuff that you guys are looking for is there, and you're not seeing it. Like, on the sack that he takes on 3rd and 15, he has 4 seconds on that play to make a throw. And that's enough time for an NFL quarterback to scan the field and make a decision. And the decision he decided to make was to hold on the ball and take a sack. Now, it came on a corner blitz, and you got a guy breathing down your neck a little bit, but there was also an open receiver. And you talk about him going through the progressions. That's it. That stuff that you're looking for is happening.
It's not
voluminous enough for you guys.
Well, I also want those looks to happen enough for him that his eyes picks up that corner blitz and he can adjust the protection in the next few weeks instead of having it be week 16 where he's just picking that up. That's all I'm saying.
But the protection was there on that play. That's what I'm saying. Howard picks up the blitz on the corner, and it gives him enough time to make the throw. And he doesn't make the throw. So, yes, I would love to see him pass more. I think that it makes sense. I think that, you know, a caller brought it up last night, and I thought it was a really good point, that if you are going to have Trubisky use some play action, and the way that the Bears script went this week, they were so run heavy on first down that maybe first down on a drive, it makes a little bit more sense for them to try play action to open him up a bit. But I don't want us to think that the only way that he can develop is if he pulls what's that game that Carson Wentz had where he threw 60 times in a game?
No. We were talking about the spectrums yesterday.
Stuff goes into his development.
It's not one end of the spectrum or the other. Like I said, I don't need him throwing 40 times a game to prove something to me, but I would like for him to get a chance to control some things before you have a giant lead, or before you're down big and he's forced to be, because he's going to be down big at some point and you're going to force him in that position no matter what, right?
Well, he's also going to get easier throws then when they've dropped into a shell.
And what will you gain from that? What will you learn from that?
Not as much.
All of this stuff, though, there is value to it. And there's value for, I mean, just even listening to him talk after the game, it was clear that he picked up some stuff. Now, every quarterback wants to throw more. And honestly, I think the offensive coordinator would like to throw a little bit more, too. I think those things are coming from up high when you got the 14-point lead that you don't want it to get away. I just don't want it to escape you guys that development is happening.
Even if
he doesn't throw the ball 20 times a game, it's happening. And some of the stuff that you're looking for is out there in the gameplay. And in the way that it's going, the way that the game is going, it's happening. You just have to look for it, and Mitch has to look for it too.
Yeah, I guess I think when I want it to jump off the page at me, I want to make itself known rather than having to look for it on the micro. I want to see, damn, that was the read, that was the throw, that was the pace of recognition, the progression from long to short or short to long, depending on what the play demands, keeping his eyes down the field. I don't think we should need any sort of high-level scouting to see what we need to see from a guy who's expected to be great.
But it's not high-level scouting. It's watching a couple of key plays, and considering that he only dropped back, what, 12 times? That's not asking that much.
Well, I think
to go look at those 12 dropbacks and say, this is what's going on.
I think we should ask more of him. I mean, I just think it's time that there's
not yet.
I don't, what's the downside?
The downside for them, the downside
for
might
him.
Be losing games.
No, I'm worried about that.
They are worried about it, and that's the part that you keep leaving out of the equation. The Bears themselves are worried about winning particular games, and they're not looking at the micro. They are the macro. They are looking at the micro.
Well, that's a John Fox
issue. What's
going
on with them from game to game?
That's John Fox trying to save his job.
But he might save his job and also have this team in a position to compete. So what's wrong with that?
Well, you don't. What's wrong with it? You don't want him here when Mitch Trubisky's good.
I don't want that.
Right.
But.
I don't think Ryan Pace does either.
Why should he sabotage his own job to satisfy you?
Because they should because he and Ryan Pace need to talk about it, and he needs to understand that the more important thing than winning a game is developing the quarterback that is going to make them better.
I don't see how in the world you could convince that man to have that conversation with Ryan Pace.
Well,
you might as well fire him now.
I mean,
that's crazy for a coach to give up on a season.
I'm not saying give up on the season.
Being given, unless you're giving him a contract extension, there's no reason for John Fox to have that conversation with Ryan Pace.
Well, if I'm Ryan Pace and I think that the development of the guy I drafted to be the most important player on the team is in any way being stunted by an old coach trying to scrape wins, then I got an issue.
Okay, but what evidence do you have that that is the case?
I think it all.
You think Ryan Pace is not going to be happy if his team is 4-4 at the end of Sunday afternoon?
Well, it's.
I think he's going to be ecstatic about that.
Well, I don't think his team's making the playoffs, even if they are.
Probably not.
Right.
But to act as if this coach should give his job away.
No, I make it no
quarterback.
I'm not telling him he's giving his job. If I'm Ryan Pace, I say, look, I'm not going to fire you over wins and losses right now. Let's see here. The job right now of the Chicago Bears, our vision is to get this guy developed. And if it means having him throw the ball more, have him throw it a little bit more.
Yeah, but if you're John Fox, then what you say to that is, oh, you're not going to fire me? Then extend me.
No.
And if you're not going to extend me, then I need to win games.
For whom? For.
Or fire me.
Okay, well, I would have that conversation.
I don't think that Pace will, at least not yet.
I mean, that's like
I think that he looks there is an opportunity for the Bears here.
That would be like Dale Swaim telling
you don't think they're any good.
It's like Dale Swaim telling Theo Epstein, "I'm not here to develop players. I'm here to win as many games as I possibly can, no matter what." No.
Yeah, but baseball development and timelines are way different than the NFL. You know that.
Yeah, I just think there's a conflict between the Ryan Pace time horizon, the Mitch Trubisky time horizon, the John Fox time horizon, and you got to make sure that it's in the best interest of trying to develop a championship team.
I think that we aren't there yet.
Okay.
I think that there's the possibility of it, but I don't think that we're there yet. And once we get there, it'll be very clear on which direction the Bears are going to go into a developmental mode. They're looking at this as we have an opportunity, and as weird as it sounds, because they're not very good, they can look at that division and go, Aaron Rodgers is hurt. We have a chance.
Well, I just hope
as crazy as that.
I hope
sounds,
that doesn't retard the quarterback development. That being crazy that way. I'm worried that it will.
I'm not as worried.
Lawrence is coming up with more football talk. Lance Briggs is going to join him in a bit. I don't even know we have time for thank yous, Tanny. Do we? Okay, no, thanks to everybody. We love you dearly. We'll talk tomorrow. Goodbye.
I say, man, I won't go home, man.
Need a new heating system? Let the Home Depot do it for you. Our licensed professionals will do the job right. And now get up to $1,600 via online rebate when you purchase and install a new heating and cooling system through the Home Depot. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT or visit homedepot.com/HVAC to get started. Valid on in-home sales between October 19th and November 15th, and installations completed and paid in full by December 15th.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
You've got duct tape. You've got handcuffs.
Oh,
you've got chicken wire. You've got everything around the young man's hands that everybody wants to
see
play football.
That's the issue. He's not even a game manager.
They're not giving him the game.
Yeah, this isn't. He's like a game clerk.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The entire year is about the education of Mitch Trubisky. They traded up. They drafted a quarterback. You can win with a championship caliber defense. And the Bears defense has scored three touchdowns in 2 weeks and not allowed a single touchdown.
Yeah.
Like that.